Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of stress about the markets, Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group and the co-host of This Week in Wealth with Elise Glink, Sunday mornings at 6:30 here on WGN Radio. Welcome back, sir.
It's good to be back. Thank you, John.
You going to be more optimistic for me this time?
About the market? Yeah.
Yeah. or anything. I mean, it just seems to me like generally, and why wouldn't you be? You've been a little sour on the economy. Are there any bright spots for you?
You know, I would say as far as optimism, it's almost like I guess we want to try to be objective. So I would say that. Try to be objective about the market. Right now, do I have concerns? Yes. I mean, you look at the headwinds. I mean, this week has been a ton of data that's come out. You look at retail sales. They came out yesterday. New home starts. Housing permits came out today. They were lower. Retail sales, technically, when you factor in inflation, have been flat. Home Depot, Lowe's, Kohl's, Target came out. A lot of retail came out this week. And so there's a lot of these proverbial canaries in the coal mine. We're starting to see, you know, there's a lag effect with some of these things, what the Fed is doing and so on. You know.
So then when are we going to see that lag hit the Dow? I mean, why then are the markets doing so well?
Well, I think, and that's a great question, because, you know, there's a conflict maybe there in what's happening or a disconnect. But, you know, you saw CPI come out and they said, well, it's lower than 7.7, right? The last read, the PPI was lower than they anticipated, meaning they think the Fed's going to pull back. I think that's a little overdone, quite frankly. That I don't know if that solves the problem going forward, but that's why one of the biggest reasons that we saw that rally.
What do you think the Fed is going to do?
Well,
0.5.
What's that?
50 basis points?
I think it'll be 50, and that's the consensus, and I think that's what we're going to see. I think going into next year, and you heard, I think Bullard came out today. You know, you've heard some talk from Lowell Brennard, but they've said that, you know, going into next year, they're going to maybe taper off, but it's not going to be just a complete pivot, right? It's going to be maybe they're going to slow it down and then maybe stop for a while, and it's not, again, before they start to decrease, and so I think it's going to be a little while before we start to see that. But
I wonder if the market rally, or whatever has been happening for the last month, is in fact anticipating 50 basis points. And if it in fact goes to 75, will there be some sort of reaction that way as well?
You know, I wish I could say I want to stop talking about the Fed. I wish we didn't have to. It's like we're always on eggshells talking about the Fed. It's unfortunate. I think that's telling in and of itself. But to your point, yeah, I think there could be a reaction because they're anticipating, and as we were just talking about, this jump with the CPI a little lower than expected, it's the anticipation. Okay, now it means the Fed's only going 50 basis points. And so I think that would be maybe be a little unsettling to the market.
You think that inflation has peaked?
I don't know. I think it's not going away anytime soon. I would say that. Again, there's just so many things that still haven't flushed themselves out in this market, in this lag in the market. So I don't think we're there yet. You know, there was a time it went down to 8.3, ticked back up to 8.5, went down again. Now it's trending down. It's at 7.7, the last read, but we'll see. And then you have to concern yourself with the core CPI too, which is where those numbers and where it hits real people in the real world, right?
I wonder if some people think, boy, I missed an opportunity here when the market hit 29. I should have made sure that I was doing some sort of dollar cost averaging or something in just some sort of index fund, because now we're playing with 33 these days. Mm-hmm. Now, we were at 39 once upon a time, but I mean, I wonder where you think smart dollars should be going right now.
Well, you know, if you know, we have to differentiate. Look, if you're someone who's working and you're going to work another 10 years, and studies have been done, Burton Malkiels did it, very well-known finance professor, showed that even in that dead period, or the, you know, from 2000 to 2010, where the S&P was basically flat, if you were dollar cost averaging, even though it was a zero return, you would have been up over 5% over that time had you been dollar cost averaging, right? Now, the people that are nearer in retirement, I would say you need to get a little more defensive.
Even still. I guess it just depends on everybody's horizon, right?
It really
does. Some people who are retired are going to be living for 25, 30 more years. That's, heck, my brother retired at 50-something, and he's probably going to live another 50. So that can happen. And, I mean, I guess that's a good question. We keep talking about where you should invest your money, but should you reposition money that you've already invested, or should that stay put?
Well, you know, as you're saying, look, even if you're retiring and you have this long, we have longevity now, you're going to be in retirement 2-3 decades, you still, I would argue, you need to have some growth. Okay. So, yeah, you still want to have exposure to equities. You may want to, again, be a little more defensive. Anything I'm talking about, it's not wholesale moves. They're just around the edges. And we've got opportunities now with the higher rates, as we've talked about, I think, before, and I'm sure you've covered it, where you get into brokered CDs. There's other types of notes that you can buy, linked notes that will give you upside of the market. So you can still participate in the upside, just try to minimize some of the downside.
I don't know what you're doing on Sunday mornings at 6:30, but Tom and Elise do a half hour of this every Sunday morning at 6:30, and it's like this and then some. Tom, you and I are going to actually have some conversations as soon as this show is over. I'm doing today, and we'll hear more about those down the road. Any last thought you want to lay on our listeners before I let you go today?
Well, it's always kind of the same. You know, stay the course. Don't let these daily gyrations and things happen. Get a plan and feel, you know, have a plan in place so you can stick to it. That's where you're going to be successful in the market.
That's a Tom Fortino. He is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group and the co-host with Lise at WGN Radio 6:30 Sunday mornings of a show called This Week in Wealth. Okay, Tom, always good to check
Great.
In.
Thank you very much, John. Take care.